Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, tuned in, new episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. You know what, man? I'm not gonna change the branding of the podcast, but I want you to know that if you're listening to this podcast going forward, I think I've said it before, but for those of y'all, because there's a lot of people I've noticed who have just caught up to the podcast and is like, oh shit, I didn't know this was here. Then you find it, and then you're like, oh, man, I'm mad he don't do it no more, man, because I'm learning a lot. So you can still learn a lot, but just know that, you know, I'm going to try to be as less toxic as I was before. A lot has changed in my life since then. And, yeah, there's that. So let's get started, man. I'm not promoting anything. This is just me talking, and I'm going to do my best to try to give y'all an episode every week. I'm still uploading to my YouTube also. So this will go on that playlist. I don't know what episode we're on, but here we go. All right, let's talk. So today's episode, I want to talk about communication. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about communication. Here's why, right? So it's no secret right now, 2024, first week and a half, the big story in the news. Is Cat Williams. And as a comedian myself, you know, of course I have opinions or I have my own thoughts about Cat Williams and things that he said, things that he's done, So, but the first thing I'm going to start off with is that, you know, Cat Williams is a really nice guy and he's one of the nicest people that I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie. He is definitely one of the nicest people that I know. That's a fact. Now, with that being said, though, the reason why I want to talk about communication is for this reason and this reason only. Apparently, Cat Williams and Cedric the Entertainer had an agreement, you know, between each other, you know, about whatever happened between them. Right. I don't know what really went down. Only those two guys know, or whoever was present in that room during that conversation. Now, with that being said, yes, Cat did, you know, address somebody who addressed him. He didn't speak on anybody, but somebody spoke on him, and then he decided to speak back. Where I'm at with this is, for me, this is just for me, everybody wants to be grown until it's time to communicate. Everybody wants to be a fucking adult until it's time for you to have a legit conversation with either a peer, with a loved one, or with somebody at work about something that you don't like. See, let's start here. It's easy to communicate when you're happy. Am I right or wrong? It's easy to communicate when you're right. It's easy to communicate when things are going well. It's easy to communicate when you want to, like, prime example, fellas, right? It's easy for you to communicate when you try and fuck. Let's be real. It's easy to communicate that. It's easy to communicate when you try to fuck, right? It's like, oh, I'm trying to fuck, so you know what? I'm going to answer these texts. I'm going to answer these phone calls. I'm going to do all the necessary things it takes for us to have sex. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. That's when communication is so easy. It's so easy. And fellas, I'm not just going to bag on you. Ladies, you're coming next. All right? But yeah, it's easy to communicate when things are great. Right? But then it's hard when you gotta be honest and when you're frustrated and when things aren't going your way or when you've lost interest. All right? Let's start with losing interest. Fellas, I already told you, it's easy to communicate when you want to fuck. That includes me. You know, in my heyday, absolutely, I was communicating when I wanted to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Girl hit me up, yo, I want you to take me out. Ah, my communication is ass. Girl was like, yo, what you doing? I want you to come over and watch a movie with me. Ah, yeah, you want me to come over? I'm answering immediately. Reason being is because if I don't answer, in my opinion, I feel like the pussy's going to leave me. Let's be real. I'm not as quick to respond to something that I don't want to do as I am to something you do want to do. That's even like, think about people with kids, right? You tell your kids, yo, man, I need you. Yo, can you clean your room? Can you do the dishes? Oh, man, it's going to take them all day. They're going to take their time, blah, 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 blah. But then when you communicate and you say, hey, you trying to go to Six Flags? Hey, you trying to go to Dave and Buster's? Hey, you trying to go here? You trying to go there? It's like, oh, shit, yeah, I got time for that. Yeah. Mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is that we are very good communicators when we want something. Ladies, the same goes for you, but in reverse. Let's say you know you want to get taken on dates. You want a man to court you, blah, 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 blah. And if you have a man that's willing to do that, your communication, A1. Yo, babe, you trying to go out the minute. Yo, Brittany, you trying to go to miniature golf? I'm not saying you want to go to miniature golf. That's just an example, y'all. Women probably listen to this about like miniature golf. Man, first of all, miniature golf is a great first date, but we'll get to that another topic. Miniature golf is a fire first date. If you ask me, y'all can talk. You're putting. It's a nice game. You ain't that good. She ain't that good. You guys can. That's a great, but that's neither here nor there. But when you're communicating that stuff, it's easy to. But the moment a nigga communicate like, yo, I'm trying to come over tonight and see you. Now, all of a sudden, you don't know how to communicate. Now, all of a sudden, you taking all day to get back to somebody. Like, here's the thing, man. I think that communication is very important in one sense only, right? It's important because you guys at this point, right? We always have to be communicating. And if you're watching me on YouTube, I keep changing the way my hat looks. I ain't got no haircut, but I don't like it forward or backwards. I don't know. It don't feel right to me, but. That's like, it feel like I got the TI and the hat is tilted to the side. I don't like the tilt. I don't like the tilt. But anyway. But we all know how to communicate when it's something that we want or when it's something that we need. You know what I'm saying? Let's go a step further when we know how to communicate. I told y'all, we know how to communicate when things are going well. You know? You don't have a problem with somebody, but you know, you're all in a good space. Okay, we can communicate all day, every day. Right? We can communicate our feelings effectively when we're in a good space, right? But here's where adulthood really happens. I told y'all earlier on earlier podcasts, the day you grow up is the day you realize it's not about you. Communication, a lot of times, is not just about you. It's about you and the other person. Think about that, right? Communication is about you and the other person, right? Because at the end of the day, right? The other person, because if you got something on your chest that you're not getting off, your energy towards that person is different. Y'all ever be around somebody? Talk to me. Have y'all ever been around somebody who got a problem with you but don't say it? Their attitude says everything that needs to be said. Right? I've been around people who don't fuck with me, but they tolerate me or whatever. And, you know, now it's, it, you know, it's, I'm trying to figure out the word for this energy, but it's, yeah, it's weird, right? I've been around people who don't like me and they have something on their chest about me. They're just treating me very, very different. And to me, that's not grown at all. If you have a problem with somebody, this is where you become a real adult, because this is how you know you learn how to communicate these feelings effectively. So when I was younger, one of the things I did was if I had a problem with somebody, no, I'm not having bad energy around you. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem was that the way I told you was in a very toxic and disrespectful way. And that's not the way to go. A lot of times I would tell you in a way that was disrespectful, that would belittle you. And I couldn't, and that's the problem with most of us. We don't know how to communicate without yelling. We don't know how to communicate without being rude. We don't know how to communicate without being nasty. No, a lot of us, when we're upset, we only know how to communicate one way.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Sorry, y'all. That was my email going off. But we only know how to communicate one way. And the way that we know how to communicate is violence. And I don't mean just, you know, like fighting or anything like that. But let's be real, y'all. Cat Williams chose violence. A lot of times when you mad at your when you mad at the opposite sex, y'all choose violence, right? There are so many relationships, situationships, whatever the fuck you call what you're doing right now with somebody you're dealing with, right? There are so many that can be saved by you just simply communicating with love, right? If I say I like you, or if I say I love you, and you do something to me, or you do something that bothers me, right? If you do something that bothers me, let's talk about it. You do something that bothers me. If I like you, if I love you, it's my duty to communicate that to you in the best way I know how. I'll give you a prime example, right? The old me, I never forget, I had a problem with a girl who, and let's think about it too. A lot of times when we do shit to other people, it's not intentional. We don't mean to do it. We're not trying to do it. That's not what we're setting out to do. That's a fact. For the most part, that's not what we're setting out to do. But I had a problem with this girl because I had brought her somewhere, right? I brought her somewhere. We hanging out. It was a good time. You know, I'm laughing, she laughing. We had been on like 2-3 dates prior to that. So now we're not together. We ain't had sex yet. But we've established that, yo, we're interested in each other, right? So we're out at the event together, right? Now, she comes with her friends. I came with my friends. But, you know, like we planned you and your friends get with me and my friends and we gonna be friends. You know what I'm saying? So she tells me I'm staying at the event because one of my friends was a DJ and I wanted to hang with him. Right. So she's like, yo, Clint, you know, one of my girls is getting tired. I'm getting a little tired, too. We going to dip early. Right. So they dip. Or so I thought. Now, mind you, right? They dip an hour later, an hour later, this is when I decide to dip. Now, the party is still going on, but now I'm tired. I'm ready to go, right? So me and my homeboys, we leave. When I walk out, who the fuck do I see? I see her and her friends in the faces of three other niggas. And she was getting a nigga's phone number. Yeah. She was getting a nigga's phone number in front of me. Now, she didn't know I was going to walk out at that moment in time, and I just happened to see it. And I didn't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? So she texts me on the way home, while she on the way home, and she texts me, she's like, hey, you good? Now, you know damn well I'm not good. you know damn well I'm not good, right? But we're playing this game, right? Because you know you like. Now, let's start here. Whether she's right or wrong doesn't matter. Is she technically wrong? Not really. She's not my girlfriend, right? She wasn't my girlfriend. She wasn't somebody that I was in we weren't in a relationship. But we had a step, like, there's certain things, like, now, listen, just because you're not technically my girlfriend doesn't mean that we don't need to adhere by a certain code of ethics. There's a certain code of ethics. You know damn well you broke the code. You're at an event that we both, you know what I'm saying? If you're getting a nigga's number in I'm about to age myself in Philly, but if you're getting a nigga number at Super Fresh, y'all remember Super Fresh? If you are in Philly and you listen to this and you're listening to this podcast, send me a DM and just be like, yeah, Clint, I remember Super Fresh. But let's say you getting a nigga number at Super Fresh. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's a grocery store for those of y'all that are not from Philly, right? So let's say you get a nigga number at Super Fresh. That don't bother me. Okay, because I can't see it. But we're at an event. You told me you leaving, and you said y'all was tired. So an hour later, y'all wasn't that tired. Maybe it looked like these niggas called y'all, and they was like, yo, meet me outside, blah, 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 and y'all just busted it up. That's what it looked like. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's what it looked like. So let's keep going with this conversation. So I'm feeling some type of way. And I don't know how to communicate that to her. Because there's two parts to this. I'm going to tell you what I said, and I'm going to tell you what I should have said. Fellas, pay the fuck attention. Here we go. What I could have done, what I said was, you got a lot of fucking nerve asking me. I said, you got a lot of fucking nerve asking me if I'm good after what I just saw. And then she, of course, she's on defense. Well, what did you ain't see nothing, blah, blah. I wasn't doing nothing, blah, 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 blah. I wasn't trying to hear all that. I'm like, yo, put yourself in my shoes for 1 second. I tell you I'm leaving, you know what I mean? And ladies, I want you to do the same thing right now. I said to her, imagine I tell you I'm leaving an hour ago. You come outside an hour later. And guess what? I'm outside entertaining some chicks. And you know we've been on a few dates and you know we like each other. Ladies, a lot of y'all, let's be real. Y'all cutting me off without no conversation. Y'all don't fucking communicate, but we'll get to that later. But in that sense, right, like I don't remember everything that was said because this story happened when I was in my late 20s. But what I did was, I cussed her the fuck out. I'm like, you got a lot of nerve. Like, you going to tell me you blah, 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 blah. Yo, that's fucking corny. You fucking corny. I don't want to see. You know what I'm saying? I was on some T.I. shit. I don't want to see you no more. I don't want to kick it with you. I don't want to skate with you. We ain't nothing, right? And her and I ended up not talking for like another 6-7 months. Then later on, I had my tail between my legs and I had to apologize, right? Because at that moment that I cussed her out, it was no longer about what she did. At that point, it became about what the fuck I did, my reaction. And as men, fellas, we need to do a better job at controlling our reaction when we feel like we've been hurt. Are you listening to me, fellas? Write this down. I sound like a preacher. You know how preachers, you know what I mean? Preachers be at church. Hey, man, I want you to write this down. Write down that in Job 2. Anyway. But fellas, this is serious, though. We need to do a better job at controlling our reaction when our feelings are hurt. Because that was the bottom line. I wasn't angry. My feelings were hurt. I was salty. It had nothing to do with my feelings was, I was butt, because my thing is, I'm investing time in this woman. Fellas, we're not going to get into the money conversation because I don't give a fuck about that. Time is more important than your money when it comes to dates. Time. I was investing my time in getting to know this girl. I was investing my time in talking to this girl. Like, it wasn't just the dates. Don't forget, we're not just going on dates. We're texting all day. We on the phone with it. Like, all this time that I'm investing in getting to know you, and then I see you outside with another nigga getting his phone number. Like, you pulling niggas in front of me. I felt disrespected, and I didn't know how to communicate that. So now 36-year-old Clint, this is what I should have said. She texts me, "Are you good?" I should have texted her back and said, "Hey, right now I'm not good. I don't know how I feel about what I just saw. Is it possible that we can table this discussion and have a conversation later when I've had time to think and when I've had time to understand or process my feelings?" Yeah. That's a grown-ass answer. That's a grown-ass answer. Ladies, am I right or wrong? That's a grown-ass answer. Ladies, if you're listening to this, do me a favor. Send me a DM and say, that's a grown-ass answer. If you don't follow me, it's at Clint Coley on Instagram. All right? Send me a DM. Just be like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. That's a grown-ass answer. Now, when we finally come back to this discussion, here's what I should have said to her. So, it's not my business what you do when I'm not around. We have not established that we are in a relationship. We have not established that we are exclusive. We have not established anything. The only thing that we've established was that you like me and I like you. What I saw hurt my feelings because I'm investing my time and getting to know you. And that to me was just disrespectful.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
I know that wasn't your that may not have been your intent, but that's how it came across. That's how I feel. And it hurt my feelings. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, this is where, fellas, you get a chance to listen to her. Because what you hear or what you see might not have been what happened. So now maybe she's explaining to me, like, look, Clint, I understand how it looks. And you know what? I'm going to start off with saying my intent was not to disrespect you. And I apologize for any disrespect that you've caused. Now she's on. Now the defense is gone. The defense, if y'all watching this on YouTube, nigga, the defense is gone. If y'all just listen to this, if you watching on YouTube, real quick, I was playing defense. I had my hands up and I was defending. I was Bruce Bowen. San Antonio Spurs during their run, 03, 05, 07 championships. But yeah, I was playing, the defense is gone. Now it's about how do we get this right? That's what it's about. Now it's about how do we, as a team, get this right? Excuse me. And the problem is that we so focused on trying to be right. So here's, let's start here, right? Let's start here. Her intent might not have been that. And she can explain whatever. But let's say we come out this conversation. She's like, well, Clint, you felt this way. And Clint, I'm not going to lie. Let's just say she puts herself in my shoes. And she says, Clint, I'm not going to lie. You feel this way. I feel that. I would have felt the same way if you did the same thing. So what is our situation? What are we doing? Are we saying that we're in a relationship? Are we saying that we're being exclusive? What are we doing right here? Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty, and now we're addressing the underlying fucking issue. We're not just addressing some petty shit. We are addressing the underlying issue. That's how you communicate. A lot of times hurt feelings don't just come from the action that you did, but it comes from other places. It doesn't just come from the action. It comes from other places. And what we need to start doing is unraveling and unpacking all of the feelings, all of the emotions, and not just anger. That's how I should have communicated. And let's be honest, fellas. I want you to write this down. Women follow the man's steps when it comes to solving an issue. Women, a lot of times, follow the energy. Like, this is why we say men lead. See, you think, or you niggers with the hard ER, y'all be thinking a lot of times that, you know, that leading means, oh, I make the decisions and blah, 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 blah. If I say we going to fucking Dave and Buster's, then guess what? That's where we're going. That ain't leading, my guy. Leading is, listen, she hurt my feelings. I have a problem. And we are going to sit down and we are going to discuss this. And most times when you say that to a woman in a respectful manner and a respectful tone, oh, you get it. As a matter of fact, fellas, that turns women on. Ladies, am I right or wrong? That turns women on. That gets you some pussy. If you know how to communicate effectively and you're leading the conversation, and now you're leading them to a path of, yo, man, we just gonna get this right and let's move the fuck on. Pussy is wet. I'm sorry. I'm still gonna be me. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying nothing false. I'm not saying nothing false. Now, ladies, let's get to you communicating. Right? I understand that you follow the man's lead. I understand that you want to, you know, like we a lot of you yeah, I understand you follow the man's lead. But now, let's say you have a problem with me. Right? The silent treatment is childish, it's petty, and it's low-key abuse. Because if you're telling me, all right, a man pissed you off, and your immediate reaction is, I'm just going to cut him off. Bye, 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 bye. Snip, snip. I mean, he's done. If you are telling me you're going to do that now, look. I'm not telling you to continue to deal with multiple infractions, right? But you got a problem with me. How am I going to know you have a problem with me if you don't say it? And also, you, if you do have a problem with me, I expect you to communicate the same way that you're expecting me to. Fellas, talk to me. Am I right or wrong? That's what we expect. Ladies, oftentimes you demand that we respect you in disagreements and stuff like that, which there's no problem with you demanding that, but God damn it, you better be doing it too, right? So I'll give y'all another example. Had a woman who had an issue with me, right? We're at a cookout, right? As a matter of fact, I'll tell you exactly when this was. This had to be like 2009, 2010, but we're at a Greek cookout, right? Now, anybody that's ever, you know, you've been to college or whatever, or even if you haven't, like, you know, black people, Greek shit is, Greek cookouts is a different beast, right? Now, we're at a Greek cookout. Her and I already established that we're exclusive and we are there together, right? But of course, at a cookout, you seen your friends, you see her friend, blah, 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 blah. But we came together, rode in the same car. We decided that was, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, though, I'm 22, right? So we get to the cookout. Everything's a good time, blah, 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 right? But of course, now I'm about 22, 23. I got a couple drinks in me, got a couple drinking some Nuke juice. Next thing you know, I am sitting there, and I never forget, it was, what was the song? What's the song? Nadine Sutherland. Action, not a lot of words. And I wasn't dancing with her, right? I'm dancing with another chick, and my homies is holding me up. If you're watching me on YouTube, you see what I'm doing, all right? They holding me up. Now, to me, a 22, 23-year-old me, I'm like, man, this is innocent. I'm just dancing. That's all I was doing. I was dancing, right? Now, think about it like this from her perspective, though. She's in a sorority. Her and I come together. She's introducing me to her sorority sisters and all this other stuff. And then that's your man over there dancing like that, right? So guess what I did? That I embarrassed her. I embarrassed her, right? And let's be honest, fellas, I'm dead wrong, right? So we leave together. This car ride was a little silent. You know, she giving me one word answers, blah, 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 blah. And then I reach out to her, you know, next day, ask like, yo, what's up? Good morning, blah, 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 blah. She don't respond. Okay, I'm thinking maybe she busy that day. Next day, she don't respond. Now I'm starting to pick up the hit. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, in my mind, I still don't even know what I did wrong because in my mind, and mind you, 23-year-old Clint doesn't understand that I just embarrassed her in front of her friends, right? To me, I'm looking at it as I'm just dancing. And I like the song. I like Nadine Sutherland. All right? You like Nadine? I like Nadine Sutherland. And I was just dancing and having a good time, and I was a little drunk, right? And, so finally, about a week and a half later, you know, she reaches out to me and says, hey, just that's all it was, hey. I said, yeah. She says, what you doing? I said, nothing. She was like, can we talk? I said, sure. By that time, though, 23-year-old Clint, I ain't heard from you in a week or a week and a half. What's there to fucking talk about? In my opinion, what the fuck is there to talk about? So when she called me and we're talking, she got a cold response because now I'm upset at the fact that she fucking ignored me for a week and a half. Now, let's stop right there. Let's compare that to my attitude or to her at, or not her, but a different girl's attitude a week or what I just or in the discussion that I just said.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Right? Because in the story I told before that, right, I'm talking about how I cussed the woman out and she's no longer mad, or this is no longer about the situation. What this is about now is the fact that I'm using cuss words and I'm being disrespectful to get my point across. She's using silence to get her point across. That is not the way to fucking communicate. So that's how she responded. Now, here's how she should have responded. We're driving home, and she should have said, Clinton, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, when you say Clinton, that's a different that's a different type of tone. She's like, she should have been like, Clinton, I'm not going to lie. What I saw today really hurt, and it embarrassed me. I don't know how else to really put it, and I don't know what else other words to use. But may I have some time to myself to really think about what I saw, how I feel, and how or if we can move forward. I gotta respect that. Now, I don't know how 23-year-old Clint would have responded to that, but I have to respect that, right? She didn't just up and go give me the silent treatment, right? Because now when I think like, damn, I ain't heard from her, blah, 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 I know exactly why I didn't hear from her. I know exactly why, right? There's no doubt. No doubt at all. Motherfucker, you was over there being cute. You know what I'm saying? There's no doubt in my mind now why we are where we are. And that's fair. That's fair. That's how she should have responded. She should have responded and communicated her feelings. Now, I know women like, well, you knew what you did, blah, 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 blah. Again, at 36, I know what the fuck I did. At 22, no. I'm oblivious because that was party culture. Dancing did not mean we fucking. Dancing was just that. We were dancing. But now that I'm older, but even in that situation, right? If she would have communicated and explained to me why it hurt her feelings and what, I totally understand that. It's not about the fact that you dance and Clint. It's the fact that you and me came together. And we came together, and I'm introducing you to my sorors and my friends, and here you are acting like that. That is a problem. She's 100% right. But guess what? If we communicate like that, guess what? We could have came to an agreement. Because what I would have done was, I can apologize. Yo, you know what? I apologize. That wasn't my intent. I was not trying to embarrass you. I'm never trying to embarrass you. I fucked up. And if you don't want to continue this, I totally understand. But just know that if you do decide you want to continue this, this is never going to happen again. And we're never going to have that problem of me embarrassing you. Because, fellas, let's be real. Women's number one thing is you do whatever the fuck you want, man. Do not have me out here looking stupid. Don't. Do not have me looking stupid. And I did that to her. So, like, that's really what you know, this is. So back to my conversation about communication. We all want to be grown until it's time to have those kind of conversations. And being grown actually a lot of times is having difficult conversations. And how do we make these conversations less difficult? Well, first of all, like the way we started off is our tone. If we get the tone right, if our tone is right, if our tone is with love, if our tone is with respect, if our tone is with, hey, if our tone is not condescending, if our tone is not, yo, I'm chastising you. There's nothing worse than when you feel like somebody's chastising you. That is how you start. That's how you stop any hurricane that could potentially be starting. That's how. That's the first step, your tone. Then, after your tone, pick and choose your words wisely. We are not calling people names during an argument. We are not using obscenities or curse words during our argument. And on top of that, right, we are saying things that we're not... We're not saying emotionally charged words, things like you are, you did, like it can't be that. Like you a nut ass chick for that. You a nut ass nigga for that. You shout out for that. No, no, no. You talk about how it made me feel. Because intent and feelings are there's a fine line. There's a fine line. What somebody's intent is and how it made you feel a lot of times aren't mutually exclusive, but they become that way because what they did made you feel a way. But their intent could be something totally different. So let's take those last two examples let's take those two stories as an example. Her intent was not to hurt my feelings. Her intent was to leave. Her intent was to, you know, blah, 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 right? And the guy she told me she was exchanging numbers with, she had already knew him and they was exchanging numbers about something else. That's what she said. She's never lied to me previously to that point. So at that point, I do have to take her for her word, right? Or I should, right? But how it made me feel is a different story. And then out of that, we decided that we wanted to be exclusive. So that kind of calmed down any other feelings that I had, right? And in my case, right, my intent was just to have a good time and drink and dance with my friends. My intent was not to embarrass her, but it happened. That's how we communicate, y'all. You have a problem with another grown person. That is your job. If you are my friend, I expect you to communicate with me when things aren't going well so that we can fix it. Because listen, nobody is batting 1,000 with anybody in life. There's nobody who if you got a serious relationship, you got a friend, you got a situationship, blah, 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 blah. Chances are at some point in that situation, you have given somebody, you know, you have made somebody upset. You have hurt somebody's feelings. You have put somebody in a bad space. You have, intentionally or unintentionally. But it's your job to continue to communicate that so that you guys do not have that problem again. That's your job. That's your job as a grown-ass man or grown-ass woman. But you know what? That's too much like the right thing, right? Because it's easier to choose violence. It's easier to fly off the handle. It's easier just to cut that person off. Why? Because chances are they triggered an emotion in you that you weren't that dates back to something that has nothing to do with them. They triggered you, but it has nothing to do with them. And here we are having these conversations, you know? So the key points that I want y'all to take away from this today is this, all right? We all know communication is key. We know that, right? And we all know that communication is a big point in any type of ship you're in. Friendship, situationship, relationship, anything that you're in. Whatever ship you on, right? Whatever ship you on, communication is the thing. But I'm talking about doing it effectively. You know what's even crazier? You can communicate with somebody effectively. You could be right, they could be wrong, they could be wrong, you can be right, or y'all both wrong, whatever it is. But y'all can then come to an understanding, maybe we don't need to be friends anymore. And y'all can come to that understanding respectfully. Y'all can come to that understanding respectfully. You can do that. And that's what I want y'all to leave with, right? I can have a problem with somebody. I could be upset with them, all these other things. We talk about it. They feel the way they feel. I feel the way I feel. And guess what? We may just say, you know what? All right, I hear you. You hear me. I don't agree with you. You don't agree with me. Cool. Cool. That's okay. But the problem is that we leave all these situations with disrespect. And that's fucked up. And that's fucked up. So Like I said, I'm not going to make promises that I can't keep, because I know I was telling y'all like last year, like, yo, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to do this more often. I just want y'all to listen to my other podcasts. I'm going to leave this podcast right here. If y'all want to listen to Music is the Love Language, that'd be great. We just added our co-hosts. Our new co-host is Case. Yeah, this is actually the first time I'm actually saying it. Nobody knows that. I've not announced it on Instagram or anywhere else. This episode of Advice from a Fuckboy, this is the first, y'all the only ones who know. So R&B singer, Touch Me, Tease Me, Happily Ever After. Case is my new co-host for Music is a Love Language. New episodes will be dropping starting towards the end of January. So I'm excited for that. But in the meantime, keep listening, y'all. Keep laughing. And you can share this, right? You can share this with other people. I don't mind. I just don't want y'all to, don't leave these, like, well, that's on me, right? Like, we're not going to leave these conversations. Like, all that other fuckboy corny shit, that's in the past, yo. We healing, we're doing something about these relationships, because it does have a profound effect on the black community. And I want to be about positivity and not negativity. If you want the tea, if you want drama, if you want to hear me talk about how I ain't flying no bitches out if you ain't got, I ain't got time for that no more. We ain't having that conversation. We might, but we're not having a conversation from a toxic perspective. If you're looking for toxic, you shouldn't listen to this anymore. All right? But if you want to hear something, if you want to hear some truth, and you want to hear about what the fuck you really doing or what you're not really doing, or you want to hear, this is what you need to be. I sound like Suge Knight. Hell, you tired of these relationship coaches? All in the videos. But yeah, man, I'm just a comedian that's giving my perspective. That's it. Take it or leave it. I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank y'all for laughing. And this podcast is over. You want to keep it real?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items, or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.